Mr. President, distinguished heads of state and government, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, 4 years have elapsed since the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. However, the prevailing international order continues to be unjust, unequal, and exclusive. For 40 consecutive years, developed countries have failed to meet their official development assistance commitments. Unsustainable patterns of production and consumption linger on, leading the world to the imminent destruction of the planet. Contrary to what was endorsed in the 2030 Agenda, the world faces an international system in which wars of conquest and unconventional wars Mr. President, for almost six decades, Cuba has been a victim of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States against Cuba, which constitutes the main obstacle to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. In recent months, this illegal policy, this harmful policy, has been brutally intensified with the full implementation of the Helms-Burton Act and other measures of economic pressure and piracy applied to paralyze Cuba's economic development and cause hunger and despair among its population in order to obtain political concessions. They have reached the point of persecution, surveillance, and the imposition of sanctions against companies that transport and supply and transport fuel to Cuba in recent months. In addition, the U.S. government is attempting to thwart the South-South cooperation projects between Cuba and countless countries to improve the health conditions of millions of people. This interference negatively affects the countries benefiting from this medical cooperation, directly undermining the 2030 Agenda. Mr. President, Cuba moves forward with determination in the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, thanks to the efforts carried out by the Cuban socialist state, our country boasts social indicators comparable to those of many developments. Thus, for example, Cuba is the fifth country among the top 14 countries that have managed to reduce the rate of hunger and malnutrition in a sustained manner for several years, according to the 2018 Global Food Policy Report. In 2017, we achieved the lowest infant mortality rate in our history, and in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean, at 4 per 1,000 live births. Mr. President, there is an urgent need to count the real political will of all states, especially the developed ones. Let us change the existing unjust international order that benefits a few over and above many others. As the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, expressed, and I quote, "End the philosophy of war." Thank you.